Napa Knee Today presents Shoeless Joe's Napa Knee. Hooray for coaches.
In studio, I have Brian Heaton. He is a high school coach at Napa Knee District Secondary School, coaching all things from football to girls hockey. Thanks for joining us, Brian. Let's start off with how you got involved in coaching.
Well, I coached at the high school level when I started teaching in about year 2000. And I've done, at that level, I've done football, girls hockey, basketball, soccer over the years. And I've also coached rep hockey for boys in Napa Knee and women's soccer in Kingston. So quite a bit over the last 20 years, I guess.
And that's quite a variety as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever's in season, you know. So I've enjoyed it thoroughly. And every sport and every team brings its own challenge. But it's been rewarding through the years.
What do you get out of the experience?
Well, I just enjoy the team dynamic and the kind of group interaction and how everyone has a role to play on the team. And I find that, you know, just giving, especially kids at the high school level, something to be a part of, I find that that's very beneficial for their kind of sense of belonging and fitting in and kind of being part of something where, you know, everybody has a common goal and a unique role within the team. And I've enjoyed that aspect of it a lot.
What's been one of the biggest challenges for you in coaching?
I think sometimes it's trying to find out where the athletes best fit within the team in terms of positioning or just kind of how they work together and, you know, the communication aspect. I think sometimes finding out just how to best maximize each player's potential and trying to do that in football as well. I find it's a sport where each player has a defined role, and usually there's a certain position where they can excel, and it's the kind of the coach's job to find where the athlete best fits within that team specifically, as football has an offense, a defense, and special teams. So there's a lot to consider in that sport particularly.
What advice would you have for people that are interested in coaching?
If a person were interested in such a role, there's a lot of volunteer opportunities within the local area. For example, there's minor hockey, there's minor soccer, there's minor ball. Lots more individualized sports now, swimming, golf, tennis. I mean, I think, you know, the high school sometimes is looking for volunteer coaches to work with one of the staff members at the school. And, yeah, I think it's, you know, it's good just to start out and maybe kind of take an assistant coaching role or just volunteer, you know, in a small capacity. And then if you enjoy it, then doors can open and, you could find yourself, you know, being a head coach at some point in time.
What accomplishment are you most proud of?
Oh, I think I've just enjoyed that I've been able to be involved in a wide variety of sports. I mean, I've coached hockey and soccer initially were the big ones. And then football, I had a long run with that. And then basketball was one that I got into kind of off and on. And so I think for me, one thing I've enjoyed the most is learning how to kind of coach all the different sports, you know, not just focusing on one, but being involved in a variety, because sometimes the different sports attract different kind of players. And so that's been rewarding, I would say, for sure.
Thanks so much for coming in today, Brian.